It's time for Bookmark, the book review show on WPSU. This week's book is a brand new collection of poetry by a Bucknell University professor. Marjorie Maddox reviews Windthrow by K.A. Hayes.
A new poetry book by K.A. Hayes is all about weather, both the noun and verb forms. The book's title, Windthrow, is a forestry term for the way wind uproots trees. The book also speaks to how we weather this life of breeze and tsunami. Filled with wind, sea, forest, and bees, the poems move between light and shadow, negotiating happiness and grief. The opening epigraph reminds us that the same hurricanes that fell trees also permit light to enter. A later poem echoes, "Make us the brightness bent through shade, the thing or rush of things that makes an opening away." It is this hard way of living in the limited glimmer of light that Hayes both understands and asks us to ponder, encouraging us to try to be the cloud that lets go its shadow on a green hill. But the poet also knows this cannot always be. In her poem, "I Ask the Flood, Are You Happy?" she explains, "I did not ask the light, are you happy? I became it. The flood sallied forth, pressed beneath me, and I spoke yellow, then red, then green again, and was not happy. And so became the flood, and turned away." Appropriately, Hayes has dedicated her book to you. As I wrote this, the "you" inscription felt plural. It was March 14th, and all of us here in central Pennsylvania were enduring a windy winter storm. Stella's snows had buried the daffodils that had peeked out too early just a week before. In both her dedication and poems, the poet's plural use of the word "you" reminds us that we are all drawn to renewal. Nevertheless, too often we stumble onto ruin. For example, Hayes muses, "The wild tulips not yet mown are calling come and come. The fat bees do." To step into this freshness is to veer toward ruin. You too have climbed far enough into the wild tulips to sniff their decay. But again, naming themselves as they do, into the yellow calling the bees go. Other poems go a step further. In Mother Goose Testament, the poet encourages us, "Even here make of your sinking and shining a song, a home again song, if you can help it. And if not that, then a song to cry at the locks and rap at the windows, a crooked song." Thankfully, the lush poems that are Windthrow are home again songs that wash up unexpectedly on warm sands, and also crooked notes that veer suddenly into deep woods. They are both whoosh and wonder. They will cry at your locks and rap at your windows. It's windy outside. Let them in.
That book is Windthrow by K.A. Hayes. It's published by Carnegie Mellon. Reviewer Marjorie Maddox is a professor at Lock Haven University and a writer. Her most recent publication is a short story collection called What She Was Saying. Join us next week at this time for WPSU's This I Believe. I'm Emily Reddy.